Test 4. Listening Part 2. Exam Practice. You will hear a student called Raj Asan giving a talk about a school photo exhibition that he took part in and helped to organise. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2.
Hi, I'm Raj Asan, here to tell you about a photo essay exhibition I helped organise for my school. A photo essay is a set of photographs that convey a story about a specific subject. The amount of writing that goes with the photos is up to the essay's creator. Students produced photo essays for the exhibition, and we got photographic guidance beforehand on things like understanding camera settings and common techniques. Lighting's important, but what was most beneficial was learning about editing, how you alter an image afterwards to make it more interesting visually. Composition is another key skill. We chose our theme from a list provided. Local events was one several people went for example, and another theme that was sometimes chosen was leisure. Social issues turned out to be a highly popular option, I noticed. There were nature-related options too, such as urban wildlife. My theme was buildings. I wanted to create discussion about architectural traditions. A photo essay often has a larger title image, indicating the essay focus. I had great shots of an old farmhouse, which initially I planned to use, but eventually opted for one of a factory instead, as it represented my theme better. Other examples of shots I included were a modern railway station contrasted with a much older one, and a mansion side by side with a housing estate. You could take photos with any camera, and as you might imagine, using a phone camera was what most people did. I was doing the same until I borrowed a digital one and found it allowed me to be more experimental. That's what the majority of mine were taken on. I even tried a disposable camera to see what they'd be like, but they were nowhere near as good. As for photographic styles, I experimented with wide-angle shots to give importance to context and close-up photos to draw attention to specific features of a building. Although I took photos in colour, it was the black and white ones I always seemed to find more powerful. It seems to be a style that's often made use of for serious storytelling. A maximum of 10 photos is advised for a photo essay. I had far more than I needed, which required me to be decisive. Taking that attitude meant I felt less disorganised. Being too ambitious about what you do makes it rather overwhelming. Less is more, a smaller quantity but higher quality. It was up to us what text we used to go with the pictures in our photo essays. I accompanied some of mine with quotations from people. One student had lines of poetry with each photo in hers, which was a bit abstract in my view. Another, which I found striking, used speech bubbles on the photos. Very eye-catching and effective. Facts and figures were used by some to back up an idea in a photo, such as the effects of poverty. I volunteered to help the school's media teacher organise the exhibition. We discussed various possible venues. The Arts Centre had a free space and all the right facilities for showing work like ours. So we decided to have it there, although it would have been more convenient to hold it in the school hall. Another possibility we considered was the town library, as we'd get a big audience there. Putting everything on display was a big job, and we got more volunteers to help. The teacher took on the role of organiser and gave us different roles. Mine was creative designer. It worked well, as that's what I was interested in. I could have requested another role, like, say, inspector, which involved checking everything was done correctly, but I enjoyed my responsibilities. Visitors came to see the exhibition, from students and their relatives to local people and journalists. They all seemed to find it fascinating, especially the more entertaining photo essays. Several visitors said the whole event was outstanding, which was wonderful. And I even heard it called dramatic, so positive reactions overall.
Now you'll hear part two again.
Hi, I'm Raj Asan, here to tell you about a photo essay exhibition I helped organise for my school. A photo essay is a set of photographs that convey a story about a specific subject. The amount of writing that goes with the photos is up to the essay's creator. Students produced photo essays for the exhibition, and we got photographic guidance beforehand on things like understanding camera settings and common techniques. Lighting's important, but what was most beneficial was learning about editing, how you alter an image afterwards to make it more interesting visually. Composition is another key skill. We chose our theme from a list provided. Local events was one several people went for example, and another theme that was sometimes chosen was leisure. Social issues turned out to be a highly popular option, I noticed. There were nature-related options too, such as urban wildlife. My theme was buildings. I wanted to create discussion about architectural traditions. A photo essay often has a larger title image, indicating the essay focus. I had great shots of an old farmhouse, which initially I planned to use, but eventually opted for one of a factory instead, as it represented my theme better. Other examples of shots I included were a modern railway station contrasted with a much older one, and a mansion side by side with a housing estate. You could take photos with any camera, and as you might imagine, using a phone camera was what most people did. I was doing the same until I borrowed a digital one and found it allowed me to be more experimental. That's what the majority of mine were taken on. I even tried a disposable camera to see what they'd be like, but they were nowhere near as good. As for photographic styles, I experimented with wide-angle shots to give importance to context and close-up photos to draw attention to specific features of a building. Although I took photos in colour, it was the black and white ones I always seemed to find more powerful. It seems to be a style that's often made use of for serious storytelling. A maximum of 10 photos is advised for a photo essay. I had far more than I needed, which required me to be decisive. Taking that attitude meant I felt less disorganised. Being too ambitious about what you do makes it rather overwhelming. Less is more, a smaller quantity but higher quality. It was up to us what text we used to go with the pictures in our photo essays. I accompanied some of mine with quotations from people. One student had lines of poetry with each photo in hers, which was a bit abstract in my view. Another, which I found striking, used speech bubbles on the photos. Very eye-catching and effective. Facts and figures were used by some to back up an idea in a photo, such as the effects of poverty. I volunteered to help the school's media teacher organise the exhibition. We discussed various possible venues. The art centre had a free space and all the right facilities for showing work like ours. So we decided to have it there, although it would have been more convenient to hold it in the school hall. Another possibility we considered was the town library, as we'd get a big audience there. Putting everything on display was a big job, and we got more volunteers to help. The teacher took on the role of organiser and gave us different roles. Mine was creative designer. It worked well, as that's what I was interested in. I could have requested another role, like, say, inspector, which involved checking everything was done correctly, but I enjoyed my responsibilities. Visitors came to see the exhibition, from students and their relatives to local people and journalists. They all seemed to find it fascinating, especially the more entertaining photo essays. Several visitors said the whole event was outstanding, which was wonderful. And I even heard it called dramatic, so positive reactions overall.
That's the end of part 2.